What's up, K-State Nation? Another edition of the Postcast Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Eddie Greer coming at you on this Mother's Day, May 14th, 2023, here in Manhattan, Kansas. Very, very frustrating week. I just got done watching some crap mess in NASCAR. It's crappy all the way around. K-State, no match. Of course, I didn't record a postcast yesterday. No match for the old Cowboys after taking game 1-10-9. You get thrown around Stillwater here. No answer. The next two games for K-State baseball as they lose the series to the Cowboys there in Stillwater, of course. I go back to my PowerPoint here real quick. Yeah, game two here. 18 hits in game two by Oklahoma State, creaming K-State 17-5. And today, the series finale, road finale for the Cats here, you lose, highlighted by a 7-run third inning by Oklahoma State. There, the kid to lose the series and the game anyways by 10, and it's in to boot on that, you lose in a little league game, 7 innings, K-State loses by 10 runs, 12-2 there in Oklahoma State here. Let's just go here right to the source, manager Pete Hughes after the game. I'm recording this after watching a frustrating NASCAR race and watching this mess here. So if I sound a little frustrated, I'm sorry, but I'm just gonna cut to what it is here. Taking one game, this was the worst case scenario. Best case scenario here. To take at least one game, which case they did, but then on top of that, you get throttled by K-State, and now you got to go home, which is probably the best news of the entire weekend. Go home and get yourself, you have 3 days to get ready for TCU, the home series, regular season, your home series finale for the season, and more importantly, the final conference series of 2023 there. Pete Hughes afterwards, the manager slash, what do you want to call it, head coach of the K-State baseball team. We are unable to stay away from the beginning. He goes on to say, you can't let a team that's very good at home jump out to a lead. They did that and kept the momentum. Can't take anything away from our opponent. They played great, but we also weren't very fundamentally sound today, which hurt us more, end quote, from manager Pete Hughes there as well. K-State on the afternoon today, only 4 hits, half of them coming by Brady Day, 60th hit of 2023 in this season for him as well. We'll check out the box score in just a second here. Yeah, and obviously Oklahoma State had all the momentum from yesterday there, putting it on K-State yesterday, so you knew what you were going up against here. And obviously when you're playing a big time series like that, look, it's been a while since Kansas State baseball has played in a big series like that. Like this weekend, you can't play like crap. You gotta be on your A game, not just one for one game. You gotta be on your A game throughout the entire series, right? And K-State was not, for lack of thereof, there as well. But Mason Buss started for K-State and did not last long in this one. Box score here, folks, as K-State now dropped to 32-20, and more than likely, obviously, third in the Big 12 standings, heading to the final weekend, coming up starting Thursday night instead of Friday at home here in Manhattan, Kansas. Oklahoma State 12, K-State 2. Let's take a look at the box score here, folks. Oklahoma State 12 runs, 13 hits, an error. K-State 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors. Yeah, you cannot be playing sloppy baseball and expect to beat a good team like Oklahoma State. Just can't do it, especially giving up a 7. What stands out? Obviously, the 7. You got yourself back in the game in the third after you allow Oklahoma State to jump on you early in the 3 in the first. Then K-State closes in within 2 runs in the third. Now's it. That's all close The baseball team got Oklahoma State laid the lumber yesterday and today. 7-run third inning. Then K-State answered with only one in the top of the fourth. And then Oklahoma State, two more in the sixth. And then that was it. Because that was apparently there's a 10-run rule that you all know. Well, some of us know anyways. For those of you that don't know that are in a new in college baseball, yeah, you get those sometimes. We were on the other side of it not too long ago, and we're on the other side of it today. The attendance, again, Oklahoma State showed out over 4,500 were at attendance there. Pretty much 4,600, if you want to do some rounding there. The Cowboys fans showed up. Now it's time for the Cats. Yeah, show up for TCU. We're still in possession here for high seating. I don't have this. I'm recording this fresh, so I don't have the standings in front of me right now. But K-State still in good position. You're only a game back a second. Oklahoma State going to next weekend, beginning Thursday, not Friday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday against TCU. There, the time of this game, less than 2 hours there. As well, Mason Buss started for K-State, and K-State used only two pitchers in this one, Buss and Ty Rule. Mason Buss did not last long, only two and one-thirds. Ty Rule, with the rest of the way, gave up seven hits, five runs, all of them earned. Walk, three strikeouts. Carson Benz with the win. He goes to 2-1 on the year. Five innings pitched, three hits, two runs, three walks, four strikeouts of the game. And looking here, and Cash Ruggley on Bay Street comes to a close. 0-for-3 in this one. Did not get on base here, so his streak comes to a close. Brady Day, 2-for-3, getting 60 hits so far as we enter into TCU. Nick Goodwin hitless, Colin Culpepper hitless there as well. Roberto Pena hitless as well. So your offense silent in this game. Hopefully going to wake up. DCU comes calling. You know what? Baseball is a funny game. We've seen it all over the place this weekend and in the major leagues as well. I've seen a lot of stupid cranes. Again, sorry, I'm recording this fresh from watching some stupid mess in NASCAR and watching the Braves just, whew, they stunk it up this weekend. Hey, I call what it is. It's been a stinky week. watching some of my team's play, it's been ugly. It's been ugly, and look, I mean, you think it's okay late in the season, but when you got regionals on the table, possibly on the table, whew. So, yeah, a lot's going to be riding. K-State, lots riding on this weekend and what they do in the Big 12 tournament, I think. Now, I mean, 32-20, you cannot fall. You got to win this series. This at home. You got home. K-State Nation, show up for your Cats next weekend. This is big, big. TCU, in the past, they used to be really good. And I'm just by the record what we saw coming into the weekend. They're in the bottom half of the league. But again, this is baseball. Anything can happen. You don't show up, K-State don't show up, it's going to be a long series. Long series for them. So, as far as I don't know what this is going to put them. Maybe they're still in, according to what Alex talked about in our weekly edition of the podcast this week, which, by the way, you can catch that now, episode 157 of the Pro Project Podcast, wherever you get your podcast there. We talked about everybody past K-State in the regional. Well, I don't know where we're going to stand out now after this after this mess, what I watched today. So you're really putting yourself, look, you had a golden opportunity, and look, there, Oklahoma State's a good team. I get that, but we're a good team also there, and to get beat like that, Alex had a stat up there. Let me see if I can get it up. This is the Pro Project Podcast, postcast edition. Eddie Greer here, my co-host, Alex Ng. Let me see if I can put it up real quick. He tweeted it out earlier today. Let me see if I can get it up real quick here before we close out on this postcast edition here, folks. Let's see here. Yeah, K-State was outscored 31-7 between today and yesterday. That's not good. That's not good there at all. So hopefully this offense can wake up against TCU And they're going to need to. If they have aspirations of playing a regional, any regional, they need to step up to the plate and deliver. And hopefully they can deliver this week. They got a couple of days to prepare to wash the stink off themselves and get themselves ready to play TCU. So 12-2 the final score. Oklahoma State takes the series after just drilling K-State yesterday as well in Game 2. So now all eyes going to be on that TCU series at home. You're coming back home to a big, hopefully to a bigger crowd in the series. So we'll see what happens there. The Purple Project Podcast. All thanks, K-State. You did it. Wherever you get your podcast, you're new to the show, you're loving what you're hearing this afternoon or tonight, whenever you listen to the podcast, make sure you subscribe, obviously, to the podcast, obviously, and to get the latest on all things K-State sports there as well. I'm going to keep it short and brief, folks. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, postcast edition, folks. K-State, after a thrilling win in Game 1, falling short in the next two games. They're losing today 12-2 and then getting hounded in the second game there by 17-5 loss there as well. So now where does it sit with K-State here? Let's see. 32-20 overall, and I believe now my memory is correct here. 12-9. Yes, 12-9. Big 12 and third in the standings now, and we're going to take a close look at the standings here at some point early this week. So, but yeah, K-State loses this series. They got to come back to Manhattan and get themselves ready for these regular season series finale against TCU this week. That's going to do it on this edition of Pearl Project Podcast, postcast edition. Eddie Greer will talk to you this week for more K-State coverage right here on the Purple Project Podcast. Until then, go Cats.